You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places and sounds of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Today, we're with a mariachi band, but not in a mariachi hotspot like the eponymous plaza in Boyle Heights. We're in a park in Santa Monica. The mariachis-to-be practicing here are kind of new to the craft.
I learned how to play violin, and I like it because all the teachers are nice, and it's fun, and you like can learn an instrument just by doing it.
That's 9-year-old Hannah Rappaport Common, now in her second year, in the Santa Monica Youth Orchestra's Mariachi Ensemble. She's one of about 70 kids in the nonprofit's group, which takes them as young as 6 and maxes out at 16. They're all from around Santa Monica's Pico neighborhood, where they practice in Virginia Avenue Park. And it's all free, even an instrument if you can't afford one. KCRW's Angel Carrera has caught up with the band right before a big gig, and he brings us their story.
Willie Acuña teaches this ensemble. He's about as successful as an American-born mariachi can be. He's part of a Grammy-nominated mariachi group. He shared the stage with Ginny Rivera. And he's even played for George Harrison. Yeah, the Beatles guy. He's got the whole stage fright thing under control. But it's this performance at a local park that's been keeping him up at night.
Well, I work in a group that travels a bit. Like, for example, in 2 weeks, we're going to play the Latin Grammys in... We've done the Hollywood Bowl. We've done arenas all over the country. But these performances are where I get really nervous because these are my kids, you know, like these are my kids and I'm like, oh man, like I want to make sure they do well and they represent themselves well and their parents are proud.
One of his kids is Yahira Santiago, an 11-year-old that's in the 6th grade. He's been with this group for just 3 weeks. He and his buddies are calmly tuning their instruments. He's nowhere near as anxious as his teacher.
I felt like obviously a little like nervous, but at the most part, when you get that good mix of the sounds, you feel confident.
He and the rest of the ensemble are already performing full songs, no sheet music, all from memory. Most of these kids have had little to no experience with instruments.
So it feels wonderful to know that this is something that they're doing. They're taking time away from their one day, two day off to come to do this.
That's Shabnam Fasah. She studied ethnomusicology at UCLA and founded the nonprofit Santa Monica Youth Orchestra 7 years ago. The goal? To teach under-resourced kids music from around the world and LA's many cultures in the process.
We started the program to build an environment where kids were coming from all different socioeconomic background, schools, different levels of playing, and coming together to build community at a park in Santa Monica where the kind of the zip code is the most diverse. It just happens to be that it's such an eclectic group of kids that we have there. So it's a kind of a snapshot of that community, and those kids are going to grow up and they're going to know their neighbors because they got to take this musical journey with them. They have to start from measure one, and the goal is to get to measure 100 and something together as a team, not against another group. So it's about solving a problem together. It's much more about building community than learning how to play the note correctly.
Kids learn the classics like Bach and Beethoven, but also Japanese koto, Ghanaian drumming, and now, mariachi. The mariachi ensemble was added after the urging of parents. Fasah lined up several teachers, including Acuña, who was a little reluctant at first.
So it's about finding music that's at their level, and a lot of the kids don't speak Spanish. So we go through every song, through all the words, what everything means, so they know exactly what they're singing, and we go through diction, right? Because we all have that, we're all pochitos, you know. All of us who are born in the U.S., we're all pochitos, and we pronounce things miscorrectly. And, miscorrectly? Is that even word? Incorrectly? We mispronounce things, right? We say things incorrectly. And, let's see this. I told the parents this, that watch your kids. They're going to start asking more questions about this and be more interested in their own culture, right? The ones who are of the culture. And the ones who aren't of the culture, it's a beautiful thing because I think it's great for parents to be exposing their kids to this.
For some kids, it's more than a cultural education.
We would have kids that just, they brighten your day. And then sometimes you'd hear things, maybe, you hear about some of their home situations, and this is one of their outlets. And I think, wow, this is, it's more than just music education. It's a way for them to express themselves away from school, away from home. Something that's that maybe their main group of friends might not be into, but they get to do for themselves. It's part of the, they're beginning to identify themselves as mariachis, and that's beautiful. That's awesome, you know.
Back at the park, students are hanging out on a small field just before a screening of Disney's Coco. They're not fazed by their families and friends watching, or the passersby who stop and stare, looking at what's going on. They're relaxed. They've got this. In its short time, the program has already had success stories. One of their former students got into the LA Phil's Mariachi program. They're going to play at Mexico's Palacio de Bellas Artes next month with Gustavo Dudamel. The program's teamed up with the Santa Monica Malibu Unified School District. That means even more students are exposed to mariachi music. For KCRW, I'm Angel Carreras.
Escóndete, Chiepa, escóndete, Jova, que ahí anda la bruja volando en su escoba.
Well, coming up, talented athletes may get more than just a free education at California colleges or universities. So what will the NCAA do about it? What can it do about it? You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW.